This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Anthony, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you around. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly paying attention. Look, it doesn't work unless you're involved, right? It doesn't work unless you're engaged. I don't mean, like, to me or anything like that. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're there with us, that you're, I don't know, paying attention, being part of. Because I can't fix this stuff. I shouldn't say that. I can't fix this stuff anyway. But I really can't do the things I don't want to do without your help. None of us can. Anyway, after the first break, Xander Gibb joins us. I know that'll excite you tremendously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Head up to Facebook or head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. Also on Facebook, a lot's happening there as well. I got a gazillion stories I'd love to hit. By the way, for some of you, I know this will send you into orbit, right? But Trump is healthy. What do you think about that? You know, the President Trump is a good healthy. He did his physical, I guess his yearly exam. I would like to be him. I would like to be that. Where you get your exam and then you have to tell everybody, or have to tell somebody, but you have to tell everybody how it turned out, what you're like, how you're feeling. You know, that's terrible. I wouldn't want to be there for nothing. Seriously. And so apparently, to the chagrin, some of those on the other side of the aisle, he's going to be around a tad longer. What do you think? You okay with that? I mean, all this stuff's still coming down today on the crap comment that President Trump made. You know, it's really funny. The Democrats, it came to me today as I'm listening to the news, the Democrats love to talk about how President Trump wants to send these people back to these war-torn hellholes, back to these places where they can't get food, they can't get clean water, they can't get, you know, just real crap holes, right? You hear them say it all the time, we can't send them back to that. Now he says the same thing. Then, frankly, some people are saying he didn't say the same thing. He said something different. But he's basically saying, why do we want to just take people in from these crap holes when there's people from other nations, other places that would do so much more, so much better for the country? See, we're not just supposed to be out there helping all the time. I mean, you guys tell me that on a regular basis. We can't send our military in every time somebody needs help. We can't afford it, but we can afford to take them here. We can afford to feed them here. We can afford to deal with them here. It's hypocritical. It's wrong. So I find it quite, for lack of a better term, I find it extremely interesting to hear how we're supposed, I'm trying to figure out how to word this so I don't sound worse than him, It's interesting that the left says that we can't stop them from, or we can't help them to keep their countries from being war-torn, but we can take them all here because we can't send them back there where we couldn't protect them. Does that make sense? All right. So Xander's going to join us after the break, and one of the things I was talking to him about earlier was, you know, if you guys see that Teen Vogue sexualization piece that I had up or that we were talking about earlier. And the reason I bring it up again is because it's actually making some more traction, making some more headway. Now, this young boy looks like he's, I don't know, what was that show, Chicago? Remember the show where they were kind of, it was kind of risque and it was a musical and all that stuff, right? What's that?
It was like burlesque.
Burlesque, yeah, okay. So one of them, you know, he looks like he's in burlesque. He's 9 years old now, okay? He also looks like a drag queen. Again, he's 9 years old. So I guess the left feels like anything goes, anything is okay. That these kids can't be hurt by anything. That it's, according to them, it's all normal. You know, and the rules seem to change on a day-by-day, well, actually a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour basis. You're okay with all of this. And by changing the rules that often, you make it almost impossible for any kind of normality. So apparently all I can think of is that you hate normality. You hate anything that you think would be dull and boring and normal. Right? And then here's a magazine where this young boy is dressed up. First, in one, he's looking very, I don't know, what do you call that? It's not punkish. But just, why would we do this to our kids? That's my question. That's what's making me nuts. Right? They're calling him, well, Golden, that's what the nickname is. Golden is a drag queen who has gone by the name of Queen Lactatia since he was 7. Who aspires to be a drag queen at 7? I mean, for real. Not for what's been drilled in your head from the people around you. When he was 7, this pint-sized boy, who had a habit of wearing his sister's tutus and princess costumes when he was 2, okay, officially transformed into a queen called Lactatia. Now he's a miniature fixture on the Montreal drag scene. Isn't this wonderful? I'll talk about it more with Xander on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him right on, the guy that you've all been waiting for. I mean, actually, he hasn't been with us in a while. And I miss him. I think he misses us, too. I'm not sure, though. He'll let us know. The guy you've always been waiting for. You know, I kind of feel like I'm second fiddle at times, the way you ask for him at times. Like Joe, we like you a lot, but where's Xander? Why isn't he here right now? Well, guess what? He's here now. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does. Now, more regularly soon here. But anyway, Xander, I miss you, man. I really miss you having you on the show.
I have missed you, too. It is great to be back, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Let's not get too gooey, because you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want people to think we got a love fest.
You want to share a slice of pizza or something before we start?
I don't know. Where you're at right now, I've heard rumors in the past that, you know, Italian food where you're at isn't quite Italian food. It's kind of bastardized Italian food or whatever you call it.
Yeah, it's totally bastardized, and it's like faux Italian food. It's like pizza is kind of like not pizza. And, you know, they offer you, they're like, you want a slice of pizza? And I'm like, oh, God, I've been spoiled in New York. You know, New York pizza is the best in the world. And then you come to the United Kingdom, and the pizza is like this floppy, doughy, undercooked. It's like, no, I think I'll pass.
I would, I would,
like, you will, Xander? Turn your pizza down.
I would look at that pizza and go, why, do you have some?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's not pizza. No. I've been to places, I mean, God, forgive me, but I've got some good friends who think they know Italian food. Why would you tell an Italian where to go when you're Irish? Why would you tell an Italian where to go to get good Italian food, right? I've had people say, oh, you got to try the pizza at this place. It's wonderful. You know, I went to one place, I told a guy, it was like a piece of cardboard with ketchup and wax cheese on it. What made you think that was good? And you and I both, you got the New York thing going on. I grew up in Boston. Pizza's totally different in those places than it is everywhere else in the country.
Yeah, and I think it's a shame that someone from New York needs to come and start a pizza chain in the United Kingdom and really show them how it's done, because the pizza here, along with a lot of things, it's, you know.
I hear that.
For food, it's a real crap hole.
Well, boom, boom, shh. Thank you very much. I hear the, you know, we do this to each other all the time, right? You know, talk about food when you come on. But I hear the Brits, the Brits and the Germans. I mean, I'm not trying to insult a whole group of people here, but I hear that the Brits and German food, not high on the scale of taste and versatility. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Being a little bit of a gourmet, I'm very choosy about what I eat. And when I eat out, I've really just recently found a good Indian that I won't name. His name is Nam Gupta. I'm talking about Indian food. And basically, you've got to try different places and get the best, because there's so much mediocre food out there. And, if you're a gourmet like me, you want the best. Really, you do.
I don't want to waste money out to eat on stuff I can, A, make at home, and, B, if I'm trying something new, that's the other thing, too. When you go to try something new at a new restaurant or a new kind of food, it's always bad to start off at a place that just, you know, the food's bad to begin with. You don't want to leave that kind of thought in somebody's mind. They'll never go back again.
No, exactly. And I'm very fussy. If it's not right, I'll tell them. Usually I'm banned from most of the all-you-can-eat buffets. In New York, and it's starting to happen here, too. They're like, not you again.
Do you ever watch those John Penney clips? I mean, God rest his soul, he's dead. I mean, he's dead and gone now, but he was a big man, 400 pounds almost, and he would go in those all-you-eat places, and he would joke about how they would stand in a line and not let him in. Or they would tell him, you know, no, you get to go twice, that's it, you know, kind of thing, right? You got to grab one or two of his clips. He's really, really, really funny, and... Anyway, let's hit this other thing, because you're going to make me hungry. I'm not going to get through the show. I'm going to have to get up and go get a sandwich in a minute, you know, kind of thing. So I've been sending you these clips, because during the week when I get – people send me this stuff. They want me to talk about it, but I don't – I'd be talking about this stuff every night, and I don't want – but there seems to be a movement afoot. There seems to be a more emphasis on – you read that article that was in Red State about the Teen Vogue 9-year-old boy, and I don't even know what they've dressed him up as, you know? It seems in some areas they're dressing him up like a female, in other areas they're dressing him up in drag, in other areas it's they're trying to be kind of new age with him or her. I don't even know if he identifies as transgender or just whatever. And then you roll into, you got they're accusing us of having, or accusing people of having transphobia. What is that, the kiss cam at these events or in other places? Right? This wasn't exactly
right.
That. But if you won't kiss the person next to you because they might be trans or something, or you're in a show like this guy was at, you're phobic because you don't want to kiss a trans person. There's a lot of people I don't want to kiss. Doesn't mean I'm phobic.
So does this mean now then, Joe, that I can ask people to kiss me, and if they say no, I can say it's because they're xandrophobic?
Yes, you can. I'll back you
but
on that.
What is the difference? I mean, to me, this is, I always come back to this, but it's part of the liberalization of the planet. And if you don't agree or you don't like it, then you're bad or you're anti or you're a hater. And that really bothers me. I mean, even the other night here, there were three shows in one night on different channels, about the whole trans process. I mean, I'm legendary for my opinion on this. You know, the thing is, if you're an adult and you want to hack your body up and you want to take drugs to make you a different sex, go for your life. But the thing is that we should be protecting children from these things. And I don't even want to see children dressing up as drag queens. It's not, you know, it's one thing playing dress up, but allowing your kid to get dressed up and drag if they're a boy is a concern. It's not expression. It goes beyond expression. And the concern is that we are allowing this liberalization to say everything is acceptable. And I'm here to tell you that it's not.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because there is a point where people are going over the top. There is a point where people take this stuff too far. Kids are having enough trouble just trying to figure out who they are, where they fit in, and that kind of thing. And now here what we're doing with them is we're kind of, and in this case with the little boy in the Teen Vogue, I mean, that's, to me, that's really well past the envelope. He's 9 years old. He's not a teen to begin with. And what is it? Now he's going by the name of Queen Lactatia? I don't even know what the yeah.
It's totally alarming, and I think the parents, you know, I think CPS, you know, Child Protective Services need to go and see what's going on here. I'm all for expression. You know, my niece, when she was 7 and 8, she only ever wanted to go out in her lion costume. That's absolutely fine. But when she got to be, you know, 11 and 12, that was a little bit embarrassing. So we stopped that. But here's the thing. I think that, you know...
Hey, more with Jay to give after the break. Don't go far. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back shortly. I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. But I know who you came here to hear. So guess who's up next? Really. Understand that when we're doing these kind of things, we're not beating on a particular group. We're not beating on a particular lifestyle, whatever it is, okay? It's just the children. I want to talk about the children, and I want to make sure you're not thinking about this from a fad standpoint. You don't want your kid to feel bad. I mean, look at all the attention this kid's getting. Speaking of attention, Xander Gibb needs some attention here. Xander Gibb joins me every week. Always love having him on with me. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure, Joe, and it's mostly yours.
Hey, so, you know, you understand where I'm going with this. You know, we are so concerned about our kids. They don't get enough attention. They don't get enough this. They don't get a look at this. They're all over this kid. Where is he going to be when he gets a little wrinkly and now he's not the cute little kid anymore and they throw him aside? And it's not just, you know, he's playing dress up, as you said earlier. This can't be good for this kid, right? I mean, or am I just on drugs?
No, if you've got drugs, I hope you're going to share them. But, you know, in fairness, no. And it's you know, I keep going back to this ideology about, you know, the liberalization of the planet, and we're made to feel bad if we disagree with it. The concern for me is that it's everywhere, and it's not just the trans; it's the whole acronym LGBTQ. You know, in every soap opera, in every TV show in the United Kingdom, they've got three or four gay characters in all of these different relationships. And I know that television is supposed to be representative. I'm gay, and I don't want to see it all the time. I do not want to see it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like in every show there has to be a representation of. I mean, I'm not trying to be stupid, but I am trying to be asinine about this. Okay, so then if it's supposed to be representative, where's the Asian? Where's the Italian guy, right? I mean, let's go down the whole list, and let's make sure the cast is reflective of. And then for those Hollywood hypocrites, let's make sure when they're giving out awards, let's make sure that's representative, right? Let's make sure that it lines up with all the with the demographics in and around the country. They're just nuts. I'm sorry.
I want to see a conservative gay character. That's what I want to see. Let's see that on television. Because do you know the kind of gay people that I love? I love the ones that get on with their life. They don't politicize their sexuality, and they just get on with their life. You wouldn't know they were gay apart from the fact that they have a partner of the same sex. That's the kind of gay people that I respect. That they're not looking to push an envelope. They just want to get on with their lives. That's got my total support, I have to say.
Well, and again, this is not to beat on any group in particular, because I can already read the emails. I could write them for you. So don't bother if you're just going to call and call me homophobic and call me, you know, just an old white guy that doesn't get it. I think you guys don't get it. I really don't. Because at the foundational level, right, we're all the same at the foundational level. We require the same foods and the vitamins, and we require the same love and attention and that kind of stuff. But there is overdoing it. There are times and things that are bad for someone, bad for young people. Look at what Hollywood has turned out when it comes to our young kids that we just ruin with all the power and attention. I mean, what's her name? Look at the Miley Cyruses of the world, right? Way too much attention, way too much fame, way too much too fast. You're in that world, don't you think?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And when you don't subscribe to it, you're seen as prudish. And the thing is that, you know, I'm no different to the next person. You know, my stylings, you know, even as a comedian, my stylings have changed. And I think that it's very indicative of your level of education if everything has to come back to the same low ebb every single time you make a funny. Can't you do something? Can you be funny and do something on a kind of educated level that really makes people think? You know, I've turned around my humor. My humor used to be very kind of potty mouth. But I think as you grow as a human being and as a Christian and all these other things, and you're striving for different things, you actually want to be different.
You know, I got an email this week. I was talking about the article about the transgender woman. And I subscribe to what you say all the time. If they've gone through the operation and everything, why still call yourself transgender? You're either a woman or a man,
yes,
whatever it happens to be. But what I said was, one of the things in the clip, the transgender woman says, hey, you know, the fact is when they find out or figure out what I am, they get mad and they don't want to date me anymore. And that shows you how shallow-minded, how stupid, how weak they are. And I'm thinking to myself, no, that really shows you know, that you're somebody that's dishonest, right? Because if you really believe in what you did and what you do, why wouldn't you tell, and I got a bunch of crap for this, why wouldn't you be honest and tell the person that you say that you're attracted to, that you say you want a relationship with, tell them what you've been through, or don't call yourself a trans woman.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what true honesty is it not?
It is, but from the same perspective, Joe, as a gay man, I wouldn't want to date someone that purported to be a gay man that used to be a woman. I can't go there. And that doesn't make me discriminate, because I know what I want.
Right.
I know what I like. So why does that make me bad or wrong or anti or a hater? Because I know what I want and I know what I like.
Well, so let me ask you a question. So if you were at a bar, at a restaurant, whatever, and you saw an attractive young guy or an attractive old guy, whatever, and you approached that person and they said, you know, I'm flattered, but I don't. Can you use the word straight anymore? Is that politically correct?
No. That's very discriminatory.
Oh,
Joe.
Got it. Okay. So, you know, I have a wife, I have a girlfriend, and you know, but thank you anyway, kind of thing. You know, very polite way of doing it. Is that guy now a gay hater? See, this is what these people are saying, because he's not willing to have a relationship with you. He's a gay hater.
They're not in my book, because the thing is that either someone is gay or straight or that's it. You know?
Right.
I mean, there are in-betweens, but really, you know, that's for a different show. But I think that ultimately we can't go hating on people. That's like saying that anybody that doesn't find me attractive is wrong or bad or a
well,
hater.
I kind of feel that way, but anyway.
Well, thank you for that, Joe. Yeah.
No, it's just funny to me. It's kind of like that girl that was on the bus. On the train, I think you saw the picture, very large woman. And you know, there are men, I know guys that love women to the 300, 400, 500 pounds. They're just into that. That's their thing, right? But she was saying it's kind of reverse rape if you don't want to date me or you don't find me attractive because of my size, right?
Wait, reverse rape?
Yeah, it's rape in a reverse way. And I'm saying to myself, you have to really have some kind of special sickness to try to say, if you look at me and don't find me attractive or somebody that you would date, there's something wrong with you. And she's there in a bikini. We can't tell she has a bikini on. That's how large she is, okay, and hanging over herself. And I'm saying to myself, see what society has done. It's like you're responsible for nothing of your own self, right? And we're just supposed to buy into everything that comes out of your mouth that comes between your 2 ears. As truth, it infuriates me, because we're no longer allowed to have our own thoughts and towards these things. Hey, I'm stealing a little bit of your thunder here, but I want to get to President Trump's crap hole comment.
Yes.
But Chelsea Handler, right? Why doesn't she just go crawl into a hole and leave? I mean, she doesn't
please,
like she doesn't like what Lizzie Graham says. So he's homophobic, no. Right?
Yeah. Totally. Her commentary was homophobic. But, you know, the thing is, I just had a 7-day ban from Twitter because she's always saying things about Donald Trump. She referred to him as a pimp in the past few weeks. So I said to her, what would an unemployed whore from New Jersey know?
Oh.
But it's no worse than her calling the president a pimp. And so they banned me for 7 days. And then the other day she was making reference sexual references about Lindsey Graham with guys, basically. I'm not going to go into great detail, but I think they must have forced her to remove that tweet. But people are seeing that, you know, this drunken lush is just, you know, constantly vying for attention by attacking the president. And the things that she, even the things that she said about his commentary with regards to you know, the crap hole as compared. But I have to totally agree with him, you know, on what he was saying. Maybe he could have chosen his words a little better, but, you know, here's the thing for me. Why would we, you know, it says on the Statue of Liberty, you know, give us you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry, you're bloody, bloody, blah. But we've got plenty of those now, thank you very much. So why would we want people from these undesirable countries, people that are not going to add to our country? I'm going to be called a racist for saying this. But at the end of the day, we have enough of those people, so thank you very much. The door is closed. And I totally got what he said about, you know, people come, you know, let's have some more people from Finland or people that are actually going to add to our economy.
Oh, no, you're just a white racist guy. You just want white people from white countries. I know your type. You know, and it doesn't matter. Xander, I gotta love you. Gotta love Xander. I hope you love Xander. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Gonna finish up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back, I promise.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just jump right back into it. I don't get him that often, and I got him now. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Who's joining me? One of my favorites. Sandra Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time. More consistent here shortly and coming up, and I always enjoy my time with him. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I can beat you to it. You missed it. All yours, though, right? Usually get
exactly
me on that one, right? I usually left behind.
Yeah, stop stealing my lines, Joe.
Well, all right, so let's get to Mr. Or President Trump's crap hole comment. And, you know, everybody's talking about it, but here's the deal with it. He's right. You've got these people coming to these countries, and maybe he could have framed it. You're right. But, you know, when he shows up on a construction site, when he shows up to get things done, how is political correctness? Where's talking politely got us in the world over the last 50 years?
Absolutely nowhere. And I would far rather have someone in the White House that's prepared to say it like it is than, you know, the former guy that was there, the apologist, the liar. And, you know, I'm just loving all the stuff that's coming out about the Obama administration and their mistakes and their failures. But we'll save that for another show. But, you know, here's the thing. This is the thing I have to laugh about. You know, that they're saying that Donald Trump's my friend Donald, his commentary about him using the crap hole phrase was racist. Now, how many crap holians do you know? and if we have any listening to the show, can we call in now?
Yeah.
What's an event?
Well, Real Joe, you listen, yeah. We may know some closet crap holians, right? Is that a proper term
yes.
I can use?
Yeah. where will we add that to the acronym? So it's LGBTQC.
There you go.
Now, you know, crapholians. Because wow. because they're underrepresented in our workforce too. We need more crapholians in the country. We need them in elected office. You know, because, I mean, let's face it, you know, I'm obviously being flippant, but we have enough loafers in the country right now. We have enough freeloaders. We don't need any more. And I'm all for charity. But as my grandmother, who was from Yorkshire, used to say, charity begins at home. So if we can't deal with the people that we've got here, you know, the other point of all of this is, you know, I have to throw this in. If I said to you, Joe, let's meet in Turkey, you know, you and Tammy come across, let's go to Ferengi. Fuengola or some place like that, and you're like, the place is a total crap hole. Why would we want to go there? And what is the difference? You know, the whole point is that we all know that there are certain places in the world that are less desirable to go to. And so why would you want people coming from those less desirable countries coming into your country and being given a free ride? Now, you can call me racist, you can call me whatever you like, but you know what I'm saying is true.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Look at you know, back 50 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, you had to have something you were bringing with you. And I'm not talking about 12 kids. I mean, you had to have a skill. You didn't come here and immediately live off the government. You had to have family that was willing to take care of you. You had to have a sponsor. What is so bad about that? Now, it's one thing if your country truly is war-torn. It's one
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We take these things as they come, but that onslaught of people that came over the border over the last 3, 4, 5 years unchecked, not good, not healthy for this country. Do you agree?
No. I do agree, and I think the problem is that most people, you know, I'm going to use some offensive terminology. A lot of people are too stupid to know the difference between an economic migrant and a refugee. And if you're a refugee, we should help you if we can, but not if you're an economic migrant. You know, look at all these boatloads of people that were shipped in from all these, you know, Muslim countries. You know, where were the women and children? It was mostly men. Look at France and Germany. All of these, you know, all of these refugees that were brought in. Where were the women? Where were the children? It was all men. You have to question why that was.
You know what? Yeah, you go down that side of it. You know, I had somebody write me and say, you know, you made that comment. I made it several times. You know, look at the hordes of people. Yeah, where are the women, right? And
yeah.
So somebody said to me, well, it's customary when somebody comes to a country, they get settled in, and then they send for the kids. I'm going, no. That happened in my day. There were a lot of people came here from Italy or Greece or Spain, and you're right, they got settled. But they had jobs here. They were ready to go. They had sponsors. They had a place to live. They made it happen on their own. The government didn't make it happen for them. And these people are getting a pass, and then what do they call it, chain migration? And then those people are getting chain migration. It is a nightmare. Waiting to happen here. You've got a problem because of immigration there in England right now. I was reading the other day how over 50,000 surgeries have been and serious surgeries have been canceled because the system is overtaxed by who?
Do I need to say it? You know, because I'm a racist. Illegal immigrants and people that should not be accessing the service. You know, in the United Kingdom, we're very lucky to have, you know, social medicine. And, you know, when I think about the fact that, you know, I had to leave the United States to be able to access social medicine. But if you're an illegal in the United States, in some states, you can get all of the health care that you need and want for free. And so what happens consequently in this country is the system is overstretched by those taking from the pot that have not put into the pot. You know, I've paid into the system in this country, so I'm more than able to kind of take something out. But the problem for people, if you're in the United Kingdom illegally or you have not paid into the system, why should you be able to tap into that already overstretched system?
I'm there with you. It's kind of like you look at these people and you say, we're not here to be the charity of the world. Isn't that funny how the left wants us to be the charity of the world? They want us to help everybody, except we're not to send any kind of troops in anywhere to help them out. Every time we do that, we're the bad guy. We want more than they. How many did we take over Kuwait? Did we take over these countries we went in to help out? No, we didn't. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's irritating to me the double standards they put on it, and they scream with a louder voice than we do. That's the biggest problem. Right?
Yeah, I think it is. But I, you know, part of the problem is that, you know, the issue is that they never gave Donald Trump a real fair go. And that's why this resistance movement has been allowed to rise. And so many stupid people are willing to listen to all of this BS all of the time. And it grows, and it gives credence to the argument. And it kind of worries me, because as far as I'm concerned, this resistance movement is treasonous. If you are working, if you're actively working to overthrow the government, then you're treasonous in my book. And so they all need throwing in jail. Throw them all in jail.
Rosie O'Donnell,
first of all.
Well, what's really funny is when you listen to these people speak, you just have to laugh, because, you know, that's what our founding fathers did. No, actually, our founding fathers didn't do exactly this. You know, how many, you know, with the presidents we've had and how many years we've been here and the Constitution that we have, I mean, give me a break. We're doing it the right way. The people elected someone. Shut up, sit down now, wait your turn. Strategize on how you're going to take it back. Don't strategize on how you're going to demonize everything that comes out of this guy's mouth, which is what they're doing, and it's not going to help them. Ultimately, you know as well as I do, it's not going to help them.
It's not, and the only byproduct of it is it gives false hope to all of these loons that think that it does.
And if they lose again, what happens, right?
Yeah. Well, we haven't even gone to Oprah. You know, Oprah. Apparently, Oprah is running for president, and I said, which wine club? And I racist for that, because wine clubs are racist now. I mean, I don't want to vote for Oprah because she's a liberal, not because she's a black woman. Hey, I can't, you know, help me out. I can't think of a Republican, a black Republican senator off the top of my head. But I'm sure you can.
Well, listen,
I would vote for them, but, you know, I want Donald Trump for two terms.
Yeah, I do too. But think about something here. They're right behind Oprah. She's wonderful. She's great. She's got money. Nobody can buy her. She's a reality show person. She's a TV person. I'm sorry. It's okay, because she's a. And the only difference between the. She's African. She's an African American female. So I guess that makes it okay, right? Because Donald Trump is all of that. But he's not as squishy.
Presidency is for everybody. Everybody gets a presidency.
Well, now wait a minute. Now, if she becomes president, we all get cars. I might be able to. She might be able to buy my vote.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a car. I don't need one.
Yeah, you're a little muffled. I mean, you sound like you're.
Maybe,
there you go.
Maybe I covered my microphone.
There you go.
I love Oprah. She had a great show. You know, there's no doubt about it that there's a little bit of white supremacy, of black supremacy going on there somewhere. So we don't want someone in office that's going to be from day one kind of like, you know, separating black people from white people. Because we've had that already, and his name is Barack Obama.
Yeah, look at why we need to get out of this racist politic type of a mindset, and we need to vote for, hold up, support people, human beings that will do the job right, that are qualified for the job as far as we're concerned, or the best qualified. And that's the way it should be. Not because, oh, my God, we could possibly have a black female president. You know what? Let me go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. By the way,
right, exactly.
We're up against it. Tell people how they can find you.
Everything's at dendergib.com. And if you don't like my commentary from tonight's show, you can make your comments at Xander at idontgiveacrap.com.
Yes, sir. We cleaned it up just for you. Xander, always.
We do.
Yeah, well, yes. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time. Helps when I put the mic on. Always helps when Xander is with me. Really, seriously, helps us kick it off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in the top of the hour. Don't go far.